Welcome to the World War One at Home podcast with me, Helen Mark. For terms and conditions, go to bbc.co.uk/podcasts. In April 1914, months before Britain declared war on Germany, Sir Edward Carson's Ulster Volunteers moved to resist Home Rule for Ireland by smuggling thousands of guns into Larne. In response, Irish nationalists hatched a plan to do the same and land arms at Howth Harbour in County Dublin for the use of the Irish Volunteers. Dr. Marnie Hay of St. Patrick's College in Drumcondra travels to Howth to take up the story.
An organisation called the Irish Volunteers, it was a paramilitary citizens' army type organisation, was founded in November 1913. And it was a nationalist response to the foundation of the Ulster Volunteers earlier that year. Now, at the same time, there were English and Anglo-Irish liberals, people who supported the Home Rule cause for Ireland, and they felt that the situation needed to be equalised. And one of the key things they decided that they could do that would help this would be to raise money and to help to arm the Irish Volunteers. And they got Daryl Figgis, who was a writer of the period, and he went to Hamburg and he bought 1,500 rifles. They were old second-hand Mauser rifles that had been discarded by the German army, and about 45,000 rounds of ammunition. But then they had to come up with an idea. How were they going to get that back to Ireland? And then they hit on the idea of yachts, private yachts. And the first one they commissioned was Erskine Childers. It was a 28-ton yacht called the Asgard, so that some of the material would be brought in by him. But then they had to work out how they were going to land. Where were they going to land this material in Ireland? And it was decided that Howth was the best harbour. So on the day that the Asgard was coming in, the crew of the Asgard, Erskine Childers, his wife Molly, Mary Spring Rice, and two fishermen from Gola Island, County Donegal, Charles Duggan and Patrick McGinley, and they were looking and seeing and wondering, is this going to be okay? But Erskine Childers decided they were going to chance it. They were going to give it a lash. So they came into the harbour, and just as they were coming in, you had the Irish Volunteers came marching up the pier. Perfect timing. It was all by chance. This is before we had mobile phones. The guys on the Asgard and the women, they hadn't had any contact, direct contact, with the Irish Volunteers for 3 weeks. So it all just came together. The rifles were taken out of the Asgard, went from hand to hand all the way down the column. So after this, the unloading had gone on, the Volunteers marched back to Dublin. Up ahead at Clontarf, they could see the authorities gathering at the end of the Howth Road, the Dublin Metropolitan Police, but you also had soldiers from the King's Own Scottish Borderers there. The Assistant Police Commissioner, Harrell, ordered the police to attack. Not all of them did. Some of them did. You had a really kind of a brief kind of struggle. Daryl Figgis came up, Thomas McDonough. The pair of them were noted talkers. So they started talking to Harrell. While this was going on, Bulmer Hobson ran back to the end of the column of volunteers and told the guys to kind of basically go through the fields, dissipate, go wherever they could with their rifles, you know, and take them home. It took quite a while before the police commissioner, Harrell, realized that most of the volunteers were gone. So he'd been outsmarted. The volunteers went their way, and the police and the military were called off. But there's kind of a sad footnote to all of this. The soldiers were marching back to Dublin, and they were going along the quays, heading towards their barracks. And because word had got out about what had gone on and about the standoff, and of course people were very excited about this coup that the volunteers had pulled off. So a lot of the people in the crowd, these were a crowd of civilians, there were women, there were children, boys, they were jeering the soldiers. They were throwing stones at them. And the soldiers were very het up because of what had happened, that standoff at Clontarf. And they did in fact fire without warning on the crowd. They killed three people another one, a fourth later died of injuries. You had about 35 others who were wounded, and these were all civilians. So there was a huge public outcry, and the authorities were incredibly embarrassed. But the thing with the host gun running is that those guns that were brought in then, and then later, a week later, guns that were, the remaining shipment was brought in, they were used during the Easter Rising in 1916. But more immediately for the Irish Volunteers, because of the publicity surrounding the host gun running, it meant that they got enormous amount of financial support. It's been suggested that about £1,000 came from America the next day, and it kept coming month after month. So it was very successful from that point of view.
Howth Harbour in County Dublin. To hear more stories and find out more details about the war, go to bbc.co.uk/World War I.